Hi, my name is Karen Carr, and I'm a natural history artist. And recently I've been doing a lot of work with paleontologists like Tony Fiorelli at the Dallas Museum of Natural History. I'm going to show you a couple of examples of how I produce an image. If you look at your monitor, you can see a set of images of an animal called Placerius. It's a Triassic animal, and it's not a dinosaur. It's a mammal-like reptile. When I do a reconstruction of an animal, the first thing I do is sit down and talk with the paleontologist about the animal. And we discuss the proportions of the bones, we discuss where muscles will have inserted in the bone, we'll discuss things that they think were particularly special and want to emphasize. Then I'll go off and do sketches of the animal, and you can see the sketches at the top. After that, I bring it over to them, and they make any changes they want, modifications. And once we've agreed on what the animal should look like, I begin painting. Now, if you look at your monitor, you can see some of the changes that we made during the process on the Placerius. For one thing, the head is less dipped in the middle. It's closer to the head. If you look down a little bit further as I begin applying color, you can see that we changed the stance of the outside animal, so he's more standing like this, which is what they did. Now, these were painted digitally, that is, on a computer. I paint in oil also, and when you paint digitally, you pretty much do the same thing that you do when you paint in oils. You can mix colors, you can apply any color that you want. I draw with the stylus, so everything is hand done, nothing is scanned, and it's a lot of fun. At the very bottom, you will see a final illustration of this animal. And this is a section of a mural done for the Sam Noble Oklahoma Museum of Natural History. I just finished up 5 murals for them, and you can see them, the murals at their grand opening on May 1st in Norman, Oklahoma. Now, the other way we can reconstruct a dinosaur is in 3 dimensions. That's a lot different. There's a lot of different things that you have to look at. If you'll take your monitor and go to number 2, you can see how we do this. The first thing we do is on this set of dinosaurs, and this is Acrocanthosaurus, an animal from Texas, and Pleurocoelus, a sauropod from Texas. These animals were collected in the Glen Rose area. I worked on this reconstruction with Dr. Lewis Jacobs and Dr. Dale Winkler. The first thing we did was map out the trackway that was found by R.T. Byrd and is now in the American Museum of Natural History in New York. We scaled the trackway down to this size, so each of the footprints in the mud here are actually where they were in the trackway, except for this one. I took a little artistic license there. After that, we scaled the feet to the size of the footprints, and then we built an armature of wire that was scaled to the skeleton, so it's like a little wire skeleton. We filled in the body cavities with styrofoam and like, and then we began to apply muscle by muscle on top of that. And you can see an example of that on your monitor in what I kind of call the skinned cat phase, because that's what it looks like. Now, if you look down, the third picture shows you the Pleurocoelus that I first did, and you'll notice that the stance has changed. Dale Winkler and Dr. Jacobs decided they wanted a more upright posture, so we redid the animal to reflect the posture that you see here. These were cast in bronze in the traditional method, just like Remington cast his horses at Schaefer Art Bronze in Arlington. And you can see this bronze at the Dinosaur Valley State Park in Glen Rose, where these animals were, and you can also see more tracks like the ones that you see here. At the very bottom of your monitor, you'll see a mural done in oil and based on this bronze that I did, and that's on display at the Fort Worth Museum of Natural History in their Lone Star Dinosaur exhibit.
Tracks there. 4 toes and 3 toes. A long neck, a long tail. 4 feet. 2 feet with claws. Linrose? Billy!